place for the Ginla. Ginla, Crosby scores! Sidney Crosby, the golden goal! And Canada has once in a lifetime Olympic gold!
Ladies and gentlemen, August Donnelly.
Ladies and gentlemen, the spring and summer months make it so difficult to hole up in my studio and the radio station, so I find myself out of touch for too long. With that being said, time waits for no man, so let's cut to the 411. For the next half hour, it's my time, so I'll do it my way. That's right, it's time for August Donnelly's Full Frontal. Cats and kittens, you're tuned into Full Frontal right here on CHRW Radio 94.9 FM, featuring the absolute sounds of yours truly, August Donnelly. As always, I'm wishing you all a good day or good evening, depending upon where the hour might find you. We've got another fantastic show lined up for tonight, and my guest is someone you all know well, provided you haven't been living in an iron lung for the past 15 years. Tonight on Full Frontal is a young lady who has already won 3 consecutive Olympic gold medals and 6 IIHF World Hockey Championships. Along the way, she also managed to collect an Olympic silver medal and 3 silver medals via the IIHF as well. She's finally getting a rest after another whirlwind tour and victory as captain of our women's national team at the 2010 Vancouver Olympics, and she was kind enough to take some time to join us right here on August Donnelly's Full Frontal. That's right, we're joined by the lovely and talented Haley Wickenheiser, so don't even think about changing stations, lest you be unpatriotic. Haley will be joining us in about 10 minutes' time, so keep it locked, 94.9 FM, CHRW. In relation to the aforementioned, folks, you know your man August always takes care of his people, his loyal listeners, etc. So now is the time you want to perk up your ears and pick up a pencil. I've got 2 autographed photos kindly given to me by Haley Wickenheiser herself, which she hand-signed, and I'm just dying to give them away. So if you'd like to own a genuine piece of hockey history and sports memorabilia, email me at august@chrwradio.com with the answer to this question. Who is Haley Wickenheiser's all-time favorite hockey player? Who did she look up to and emulate as a young girl earning her spot on the world stage? I'll repeat that question for all of you listening. Who is Haley Wickenheiser's hockey hero? Who did she look up to as a young girl? I'll even give you a hint. He was a longtime member of her favorite NHL team, and he also captained them to a Stanley Cup championship along the way before being inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. So, listen closely during the interview as Haley is going to give you the answer you're looking for. Send in your answers to august@chrwradio.com and may the best people win. Anyway, folks, it's time for August's Audibles. If you're familiar, this is the section of the show where we get up in your ear by getting down on the most recent song or track I happen to be listening to in my car or on my iPod before pulling into the station and coming on air to do my thing. So, tonight on Full Frontal, we've got an awesome track by an awesome Canadian band, which is actually a cover of an awesome song by another awesome Canadian band. Funny enough, both bands have origins and ties in Winnipeg, Manitoba as well. So sit back and enjoy, because this has to be one of the great driving songs of all time. We're going to travel back just a bit with a cover of Bachman Turner Overdrive's Let It Ride, courtesy of Big Sugar and their fantastic 1998 album, Heated. Rock out.
I lied, don't cry, to let it ride.
Good Lord, I love that song. Gordy Johnson is most definitely a guitarist with few equals. His style is kind of a Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan hybrid. Their multi-platinum record sales require no explanation, I'm sure. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to August Donnelly's Full Frontal right here on CHRW Radio 94.9 FM. We're just about to speak with hockey icon Haley Wickenheiser, so let's get back to business and hear what Haley has to say.
Hi, Haley, how you doing?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm great, thanks. Haley, first and foremost, again, a huge congratulations to you and the rest of Canada's women's hockey team for bringing us yet another gold medal championship at the Olympic Winter Games of Vancouver just a couple of months ago.
Yeah, well, thank you. It was a really exciting time. Vancouver was a special Olympics. I think it was an environment and atmosphere that I've never seen as an athlete in the Olympics that I've been to, and certainly in Canada, just took it to another level here.
Absolutely. Now, was this most recent win any sweeter than all of the other championships and medals in the past, or does one year in particular stand out in your mind any more than the others?
Well, I kind of always describe the medals like kids. You love them all, maybe equally, but they're all a little bit different. So,
right.
I'd say 2010 certainly had a little bit more significance being in Canada,
mm-hmm.
and the emotion and energy attached to that medal. I also look at Salt Lake in 2002 and the win that we had there is maybe being the greatest win or sort of a comeback win for our team. So, those two wins are certainly very significant.
Absolutely. Now, as people likely know, the Canadian women's team in the last Olympics 2010 defeated their opponents by a combined score of 48-2 at Vancouver. Now, Haley, not to take anything away from the worthy competitors from other nations, you know, the U.S., Sweden, etc., but how can a team like Canada not feel, you know, perhaps a bit cocky or complacent when you're defeating your opponents by such a staggering margin?
Well, because of the way we prepare, I mean, people see the Olympics 2 weeks of every 4 years, but what they don't see is the 60 games we played before Vancouver against midget and junior guys teams and, as well as women's teams from around the world. And, the amount of preparation, the training that goes into it. I mean, the girls on our team, they give up their lives for a full year to move to Calgary to train full time. It's not that we just throw it together and hope that it happens. So, I really don't... feel bad or apologize for us being able to dominate. I think if you looked at the Olympics, you saw a country like Sweden that I thought underachieved, underperformed big way.
Right.
Because the last time we played them before the games, it was a 4-2 game and a 2-2 game heading into the third period, and they had looked pretty good. So I'm not sure what happened to them. And you look at a team like Finland, which is a young team, I think gave us a pretty good run, but didn't have the depth. And then Canada and the U.S., of course, we've traded wins and losses and go back and forth so much. So there's a lot of, competitiveness within the women's games at the Olympics, was where most people pay attention to it. And some of the scores certainly didn't help us. But you see those scores in the World Juniors. You saw them in the men's tournament, the way Canada defeated Germany. You see them a lot.
And I guess, as the old saying goes, right, I think it was Vince Lombardi, any team can beat any other team on any given Sunday, or I guess any day in the case of hockey.
Well, that's the thing is, you prepare for that one time when you're not on your best game and anything can happen. And we've seen that. We saw that in 06 with Sweden defeating the U.S. in a shootout to play us for the gold medal. At every Olympic game since 98, the podiums have always been different, gold, silver, and bronze. So it's interesting dynamic, but people tend to just focus on the lopsided scores. But the game, I think, still has ways to go in terms of the development around the world, but it's getting much better.
Well, Haley, you're obviously a highly successful athlete who's garnered worldwide acclaim and celebrity. I know people always wonder, how do you balance all of this, your life in hockey, the Wickenheiser Foundation, things like that, and of course family life and now being a mom?
Yeah, well, I think I just, I have a lot of help. I've got, great friends, and my parents live, right close by that help take care of my son when I'm not available. And just, it's just a matter of making sure that time management, you go to the rink and you focus on hockey as your job, and then you put your family right there as well. So I've been able to make it work, and it sometimes meant a lot of separation being away and apart from each other, but, at the end of the day, we've made it work.
Something, again, when we talk about things that you've accomplished with the Wickenheiser Foundation, with your life in hockey, and again, the great success you've had being a mother, obviously you're looked to, again, as team captain, as a leader in a lot of different facets of your life. I wanted to touch on, based on my personal opinion, kind of the hoopla that was in the media after Canada won, that some of the girls were celebrating on the ice and drinking and or smoking, that kind of thing. Just your opinion, do you think that was kind of overblown or ridiculous?
Yeah, I do think it was overblown big time. You know, the details of that were never talked about, the fact that it was 2 hours after the game, and the fact that, you know, the last two Olympics that our team has gone on the ice and taken pictures. And, you know, of course, you never want to, you know, promote the image of drinking and smoking. We don't have players that smoke or drink heavily or anything like that.
No.
But it was a celebration thing, and like, you know, I felt that if it was the men's team or what we saw with John Montgomery and his pitcher of beer having a good time, everybody seemed to like that. And just because I think it was a women's team, I think a lot of people, you know, blew that out of proportion. The media took it, and then the IOC didn't handle it very well. So very disappointing. It was really hard to deal with that after, you know, winning, and then the next day spending the whole day at the media center having to defend my team and, you know, the girls and celebrating. So, but, you know, it turned into a positive thing maybe because, you know, at the end of the day, most people come up and they say, we really didn't think that was such a big deal. We enjoyed it, and, you know, way to go, you guys. So it's been some interesting comments.
Absolutely, and the thing is, too, like, what a way to rain on your parade. You've riding this wonderful high of winning another gold medal, and then you've got, I think, again, my opinion, I'm certainly not putting words in the mouth of Haley Wickenheiser, but a bunch of jerks in the media. You know, I'm maybe in the media, but I'm not a jerk. Let's make that clear. You know what I mean? But it just kills me that people will pick on anything they possibly can, especially when you have a powerhouse team like Canada. You know, if it's the New York Yankees in baseball, if it's the Montreal Canadiens in hockey, the LA Lakers in basketball, whatever they can do to try to knock us down a peg. Again, I'm not trying to take any credit for the gold medal, obviously, but us as a nation, I just thought it was so ridiculous that, I mean, here's a team of great ladies that have won another gold medal for our nation. We're so proud to win that. And then some of us have the audacity to mouth off that somebody has a cigar, like as if they haven't earned it. You know,
yeah.
I mean, come on, for God's sakes.
No, I agree.
You know, and
yeah, no, I agree.
And like you said, too, I mean, people need to keep things in context. You know, Team Canada is not rife with raging alcoholics and pack-a-day smokers. This is, you know, this isn't the NHL in the 1920s. You know, this is people enjoying a cigar and a bottle of champagne kind of thing, which they, again, is well-earned, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think it was just the way it came across, and like I said, it didn't really garner much momentum. It died pretty quick, and it seems to be a point that people really want to touch on because they were annoyed by it or disappointed in it wherever I travel and speak and meet people. So usually it's resulted in a few laughs, but like I said, you know, obviously never set out to, you know, want to insult anybody or anything like that. It was all in good fun.
And, of course, right from the horse's mouth, I appreciate you speaking on that. Now, you, whether you like it or not, have been compared to other great athletes in this game of hockey, whether it's female or male. So, of course, people have referred to you as, you know, the female Wayne Gretzky or the women's Wayne Gretzky or whatever. Speaking of celebrities like Wayne or Mario Lemieux or Maurice Richard, whoever, and other great players, again, both male and female, did you have a particular role model or athlete that you looked up to most as a young girl or as an up-and-coming hockey player? You know, after all, I mean, here's your chance to, you know, give props to someone if you haven't already done so.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I loved Mark Messier and Wayne Gretzky and the Oilers of the 1980s. That was my team, and that's, I watched Hockey Night in Canada, and I went out on the outdoor rink, and I tried to be them. So, you know, Mark in particular, and, you know, just, I really idolized the way he played. I think I modeled a little bit of my game after him and tried to do what he did. And, you know, now years later, I've had a chance to meet him and talk to him, and he's given me advice on, you know, being a leader and being in the game. And, you know, it's been great that he's sort of, we have a hero and they kind of live up to your expectations in some ways, because that's not always the case.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, what better team was there than the Oilers of the 80s, right? I mean, some people debate the Canadiens of the 50s or maybe the Islanders of just a few years before. But again, I don't know, man for man or player for player, you put that team against any team in history and they're going to have an awfully hard time beating them, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that was great hockey, and, you know, I wasn't around in those eras, so it's hard to compare. But, you know, I remember vividly. I loved the way they played, and I think, you know, hockey's maybe coming back to a bit of that with the run against style, but that was, to me, the way the game was supposed to be played.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's safe to say that hockey runs in your blood, too, as, you know, not only yourself, but your cousin Doug Wickenheiser enjoyed a great career as a standout player and junior with the Regina Pats, and then enjoyed a career in the NHL spanning well over a decade, playing on some great teams. Haley, as many people know, and certainly the hockey world will always remember, unfortunately, you know, Doug passed away at a young age in 1999, leaving so much undone. How did Doug's passing affect you, and did you feel a responsibility or a sense of responsibility in carrying on the Wickenheiser legacy?
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't know Doug very well growing up at all. I knew, obviously, we were related, and as I, the 98 Olympics finished, 97, 98, I got a chance to meet him and his family and really get to know him. I went down to St. Louis and, you know, helped out with some events, charity for his cancer and things like that. And, of course, he was taken pretty fast. So it impacted me in the sense that I never got to really know him. Mm-hmm. And I always wished I did, but I heard so many good stories of people watching him play and telling me the kind of player he was. And so I guess, you know, there's sort of a little emptiness there about never really getting to know him and to see him play. But yeah, that Wickenheiser name lives on even to this day.
But I've heard nothing but good things spoken of yourself and Doug. Haley, if you don't mind, I'd just like to play a little kind of quick question and answer. Just say the first thing that comes into your mind. If you don't have an answer, you can pass, or feel free to give me a couple of answers if you have, you know, a couple that come to mind. 10 simple point-blank questions just to let people get to know Haley Wickenheiser a little bit better. And just give us whatever your gut tells you.
Okay.
So, first and foremost, who's your favorite NHL hockey team?
Edmonton Oilers.
Still the Edmonton Oilers. Okay, just want to make sure you didn't lose any loyalty over the last season or so, not to take a dig at you there.
Oh, I'm a true fan because I still like them after this season, yeah.
That's right. See, I'm the same way with Boston. Whether they make the playoffs or get annihilated by Montreal yet again, except last year was nice, but I've always been loyal to the Bruins. Now, next question. Going with that sentiment, who is your all-time favorite hockey player, male or female, or maybe one from each gender, because I know you mentioned Mark Messier.
Yeah, I'd say Mark Messier, and then, you know, all-time favorite. I might have to say I really enjoyed playing with Geraldine Heaney. Mm-hmm. Geraldine Heaney or Judy Dedek on the early national teams. They were great players.
Absolutely. Do you prefer chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate?
Good choice. David Letterman or Jay Leno?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think I like Letterman.
Yeah, again, geez, this is why we're both so cool. We're August babies. We know these things. This is perfect. Next question. What's the most embarrassing thing you've had happen to you while playing for Team Canada?
I thought it was a water bottle in between periods, and it was rubbing alcohol into my eyes.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at your expense, but oh my God! Thank God you weren't blinded.
Yes, I know. There was some dramatics happening, but I made it out eventually. But I was in a lot of pain.
Next question: favorite band and/or favorite song?
U2, with or without you, probably one of my favorite songs.
Nice. Next question: what is your geekiest or nerdiest hobby or thing that you enjoy doing away from the rink?
Oh, geekiest or nerdiest? I don't really have one. Maybe I just really enjoy. I enjoy being in the mountains, mountain biking. As far as being geeky, I read a lot of interesting books, like autobiographies and stuff like that, on different people. So that might.
Yeah, I guess it's a little bit geeky, but geez, you know, you don't collect Star Wars figures and sit in your parents' basement for hours on end polishing them or anything like that. You know?
But my son does. So
there you go.
Together, maybe we do that.
So if with proper conditioning, you could raise a fantastic geek of your own.
Yes, I could.
Now, speaking of the fact that you're a reader and enjoy reading, what's your all-time favorite book if you could pick one or a couple?
Well, recently I read Andre Agassi's book Open, which I thoroughly enjoyed. That was a great book. I think Nelson Mandela's Long Walk to Freedom is one of my favorite books that I've ever read.
What's the worst thing you've seen happen on the ice, or maybe the scariest moment you've witnessed during your career?
The worst thing or the scariest moment? I probably playing in Europe, but just one of my teammates, he got hit from behind and went down to the boards, and we just didn't know if he was going to get back up again. So that might have been the scariest thing I've seen.
Yeah, kind of those Bill Masterton type moments, right? You pray that nothing's going to be fatal or permanent. Definitely scary. Last question, number 10. If you could be anything other than a hockey player, what would you do for a living?
I would be a doctor. I would go into medicine, which I may do in my when I finish playing. And, I enjoy medicine and the challenge of it and the fact that it's, you know, never the same thing twice. So, for sure, that's what I'd do, I think.
Now, for people that like to learn more about you and the various facets of your career, or perhaps, you know, request an autograph or get in touch, things like that, what's the best way for folks to reach you?
The best way is to actually check out my website, which is my name, HaleyWickenheiser.com, and we also have a fan page on Facebook where we've got a lot of updates and contests and stuff like that coming up. So there's lots of information on there, and definitely you can check that out to find out more.
Fantastic. Well, I know we wish you all the best with your future endeavors, and again, I can't congratulate you enough on your accomplishments to date. 3 gold medals. It's fantastic, Kelly. Thanks so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
All right. No problem. Thanks, August.
Haley Wickenheiser, a class act all the way. Thanks again, Wick. Ladies and gentlemen, while we're on the topic of hockey, before I forget, congratulations to the Chicago Blackhawks and former London Knights legends Patrick Kane and Dave Boland. The Chicago Blackhawks have just won their first Stanley Cup championship in 49 years just a few days ago. That's right, folks, they had the longest Stanley Cup drought in the NHL, dating way back to 1961, so I hate to say it, but you know it's true. The white and blue, the Toronto Maple Leafs, now have the longest drought without a Stanley Cup, having not won since Canada's centennial year of 1967. In fairness to the Leafs, though, hypothetically, they share that drought with the Los Angeles Kings, as the Kings joined the league in 1967 and have never won the Stanley Cup. So which is it? The Leafs have a drought, or the Kings have never won it at all? Which is worse? Either way, my beloved Boston Bruins aren't doing much better. It's been since 1972 that the Bruins hoisted Lord Stanley's Grail. We could keep talking all night at length about sports, politics, and everything else. The World Cup is underway. You know I'm cheering for England. I hope you'll join me. The 1-1 draw with the U.S. in Game 1 wasn't so bad. Be sure to tune in this Friday the 18th around 2:15 Eastern Time as England takes on Algeria. I'm going to predict a 2-0 score. We'll see what happens. Go England all the way. Because, hey, Canada just doesn't make it. So we've got to cheer for extended family, you could say. We could also talk about that god-awful oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico that's been raging on for weeks and weeks now. Let's hope we get it cleaned up sooner than later. This is the only planet we've got. Ladies and gents, we are all out of time for another edition of August Donnelly's Full Frontal. Remember, you can catch us right here on 94.9 FM CHRW Radio or on Rogers Digital Cable Channel 943, Mondays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We're also online anywhere in the world via chrwradio.com and listen for intermittent broadcasts of the show throughout the week. Until next time, if you have any questions for myself or a guest, past or present, send an email to august@chrwradio.com or visit my official website at www.augustdonnelly.com. Tune in again, and you just might learn something.